Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Thursday morning, every industry is having a hard time finding workers right now, trying to hire and retain and develop good employees. It is just a chaotic environment that has followed the pandemic, and it's not getting any better. A new survey shows nearly a third of workers are thinking about leaving their current employment to find a better work situation sometime in the next year. Joining us to talk more about this study and about what we can expect in the year ahead is President of Kelly Professional and Industrial, Tim Dupree, on the line with us right now. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Paul.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the key findings in the 2023 Kelly Global Rework Report.
Well, you did a great job at summarizing the headline. What we found was a third of workers are planning to exit within the next 12 months. Some industries a bit more impacted than others, retail as an example, consumer good industries, automotive being another one close to home here. What we're finding is executives believe that employees are wanting to leave because of compensation, but we're actually seeing a misalignment between what's really happening between what execs believe and what talent really wants, and that's more career development, better balance between their personal life and their work life. And so we are seeing a trend where employees are looking to leave at massive rates.
It's interesting. There is so a disconnect between the workforce and management, so to speak. How do you get everybody on the same page, and how do you get employers to realize what it is that workers really want?
Well, I think it's really important that companies really take some meaningful action and do listening campaigns to their workforce. Oftentimes what we hear is what people say they want and what they actually respond to and what they do sometimes can be different things. So doing surveys and engagement probes within your workforce is one thing, but actually having very meaningful conversations about what they want and what kind of career progression individual teams want. For example, we've seen companies launch upskilling and reskilling programs just after doing some listening campaigns with their workforce. So every situation is slightly different, but having meaningful conversations with their teams is so important.
We hear the term workforce resilience. What exactly does that mean? Why is it so important right now?
What we find is those companies that are truly thriving, that have some of the best employee engagement scores across the industry, really have three things in common. They've got great agility amongst their workforce, meaning they can scale and align their workforce to their business needs. They've got great capability within their workforce, meaning they've got the right mix of skills amongst their workforce, coupled with technology that they need in order to execute against their goals. And really important, they've got a great DEI strategy that's not just lip service. They've actually got meaningful plans to execute against driving a more diverse and inclusive culture.
We're hearing that the talent really has the advantage in the workplace right now. In other words, if you're looking for a job, this is a great time to do it because there are so few workers available. Is that still the case?
Absolutely. Unemployment still at an all-time low, 3.5% nationwide. There are two jobs for every job seeker right now. So it is a great time to look for work. Goes back to, again, what the misalignment, though, that we're seeing between executives and talent. We have to make certain as companies that we're listening to what the talent is looking for, and that's better flexibility, better balance between their work life and personal life, and a career progression and a career plan that maps to what they want long term.
We have been hearing for a year or so now the term quiet quitting. Is this still a problem for employers?
It absolutely is. In fact, our survey shows that nearly half of executives are seeing it within their own organizations. In fact, in our survey that surveyed 4,200 workers, nearly half of the participants in the survey actually said that they were participating in quiet quitting, which essentially means that employees are doing the bare minimum or even less than the bare minimum of the job responsibilities because they are either unappreciated or overworked.
You know, if you boil it right down, obviously the pandemic exacerbated a lot of these employment issues. But, I mean, we have more people in the country right now, in the world, that are retiring than are entering the workforce. How long is this going to go on, this this instability in the workplace?
Yeah, it's been predicted for quite some time. When you look at the demand of talent and the supply of talent, there is definitely a period where we don't see it easing anytime soon. Just there's not enough workers available to hit the demand. So we're seeing more and more companies drive automation efforts, which, by the way, is another really important pillar to a resilient workforce, automating skills so talent can actually focus on value-added work. But we predict this continuing for quite some time.
It is fascinating. We can go on and on. Where can people find more information?
Yeah, you can find more information at kellyrework.com. Again, kellyrework.com.
All right, we will check it out. Tim, appreciate your time and your insight this morning. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you, Paul. Good morning.
Bye-bye.